Hachette Audio presents The Last Stand of Payne Stewart. The Year Golf Changed Forever. Written by Kevin Robbins. Read by Henry Leyva. For Henry and Lila, and in the memory of Mary Frances Robbins. All I kept thinking about, over and over, was you can't live forever. You can't live forever. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. Now the wren has gone to roost, and the sky is turning gold. Like the sky, my soul is also turning, turning from the past at last, and all I've left behind. Could it be that I am finally learning? Ray LaMontagne, Old Before Your Time. If life gives you limes, make margaritas. Jimmy Buffett. Prologue. The ghost flight lost its right engine first and banked gently to the east as if preparing an approach to land. The left turbofan quit next. The slender nose of N-47BA, a white Learjet 35 trimmed in gold and gray that carried six people and a 30-pound golf bag, pitched in the direction of the South Dakota prairie more than 8 statute miles below, and began to fall, half a continent from where it was supposed to be, at 12:11 p.m. Central Standard Time on October 25th, 1999. For the two pilots and their four passengers, the morning began with a smooth morning ascent over Central Florida into faint winds and forever visibility. The airplane reached 23,000 feet. An air traffic controller in Jacksonville instructed the crew to climb to 39,000, swing west, level its wings, and cruise to Dallas Love Field, where it was supposed to unite the reigning U.S. Open champion with an old friend from college, and then deliver him later to the last golf tournament of a resplendent season. But no one replied to that last command, and the aircraft made no change in heading. It just kept rising and rising. Sometime after 8:27 a.m., when the controller last spoke with the pilots of N-47BA, the cabin lost pressure, starving everyone aboard of oxygen until they lost consciousness, as if they slept to their eventual death. The military sent fighter
sample complete. Ready to continue?